Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's True Value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a True Value. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 31st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Plaskett Fire grows to 15,000 acres with some evacuation warnings in San Luis Obispo County. New bridge at Creston Road opens 1 week ahead of schedule. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today, schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The Plaskett Fire in Monterey County has reached over 15,000 acres and is at 1% containment. Some evacuation warnings continue to pile up, with three extending into San Luis Obispo County near the line of the California Coastal National Monument. Warnings are for zones SLC 01, 2, and 3. CAL FIRE's website says, quote, those who require additional time to evacuate and those with pets and livestock should leave now. CAL FIRE's updates says the largest growth to the Plaskett Fire is on the eastern side toward Fort Hunter Liggett and to the south near Los Barros Road. A 40-mile stretch of Highway 1 is currently closed, south of Little Sur River to just north of the San Luis Obispo County line. There is no estimated reopening time for the highway. CAL FIRE says the heavy vegetation and limited fire history in the area continue to drive active fire behavior. Fort Hunter Liggett has released its own statement on the Plaskett Fire, saying they are continuing with interagency operations in supporting the U.S. Forest Service and providing personnel, heavy equipment, and a space for a firebase camp. Quote, there remains no direct danger to the containment area or individuals living and working on post, according to the release. There's no danger to individuals working at Fort Hunter Liggett, and the installation remains secure and fully operational. Fort Hunter Liggett Safety Advisory says that all public roads through the trading areas around the area remain closed. Access is strictly prohibited. New bridge at Creston Road opens 1 week ahead of schedule. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
It's funny how the little things can make the biggest difference. Take hearing aid batteries. The batteries work just fine, but opening the package is another story. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists is proud to offer the new, easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only office in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. County Public Works announced that the new bridge on Creston Road in Quail Creek has opened a week ahead of schedule. The bridge was first closed for construction on June 1st, as it experienced significant structural damage during the 2023 winter storms. Temporary work was completed at the time to reopen the bridge, but the most recent work replaced the 85-year-old damaged bridge with a new concrete bridge. Detour and road closure signs will be removed, and traffic patterns will return to normal. However, some contractors may continue to work on the shoulders of the road to finalize the project. Motorists are encouraged to drive with caution in the area. CAL FIRE has scheduled a series of prescribed burns in partnership with numerous agencies at the Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve this week. The burnings plan to start today and end Sunday, September 6th, weather permitting. The operation is designed to promote regeneration of three rare, threatened, and endangered plant species that benefit from fire and reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation. The trial for Gaya Powell, a former candidate for San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder, begins today. Powell is charged with 9 counts of election and voter fraud related to issues regarding her residency in Arroyo Grande for her mayoral campaigns. In order to qualify for mayor, candidates must live within the city, and the DA's office alleges Powell lived at an address outside city limits and registered to vote and run for a different condo inside city limits. Other charges allege she failed to properly report income and campaign expenditures. She's acting as her own attorney and faces 8 years and 7 months in prison if convicted. Paso Robles Professional Firefighters Union will be holding its fourth annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb event at the Paso Robles Event Center this year. This year marks the 25th anniversary of 9/11. Participants will climb the equivalent of 110 stories of the World Trade Center to honor the firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMS personnel, and innocent lives lost that day. Attendees can participate in the climb or simply be at the event to support. Donations and sponsorships are also still available. Proceeds will benefit the Elisa Ann Rook Burn Foundation's Champ Camp, a summer camp experience for child burn survivors. Last year, more than $4,000 was raised. To sponsor, contact Dustin Virgil at 805-423-3168. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Phillies beat the Angels 5-2, the Orioles over the Athletics 8-5, the Rays beat the Padres 5-4, the Dodgers over the Tigers 6-1, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 16-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Braves, the Padres will go against the Reds, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Yankees will go against the Angels. In high school football, Arroyo Grande defeated the Bearcats on Friday 36-7. Atascadero shut out Golden Valley 10-0. Mission Prep beat St. Francis 24-13. The Eagles shut out Santa Maria 49-0. Lindsay beat Morro Bay 48-12. In California news, a hurricane has formed off the coast of Southern California in the Pacific Ocean, but is likely to stay away from land. Hurricane Karina formed on Sunday and has quickly grown to a Category 3 hurricane. It is expected to travel further out into the Pacific, but swells from the storm are likely to cause dangerous conditions along the stretches of the coastline in southwest Mexico and the Baja California Peninsula. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state is investing $2.7 billion into more than 150 new transportation projects, some focused on directly benefiting downtown Los Angeles in preparation for the 2028 Olympic Games. The state is providing $2.45 million, for instance, in funding for these infrastructure improvements, adding safety upgrades to 4 transit stations in L.A. County. Police are investigating what appears to be a sophisticated cargo theft operation when nearly $70,000 worth of products, including 10,000 cans of beer, disappeared from a distribution center in 2 separate pickup trucks within an hour apart. The incident occurred in Montclair, 4545 Brook Street. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, like others in the U.S. livestock industry, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is raising concerns about the Trump administration's recent reported plan to allow an additional 300,000 metric tons of tariff-free beef imports over the next 90 days. NCBA's Executive Director of Government Affairs, Kent Backus, says that producers are still waiting for answers about how the plan would actually work and where additional imported beef would actually come from.
As we wait for those details and try to find out exactly how this would be implemented, we know that they're looking to lift the over quota tariff for 90 days. So by taking those safeguards off for 90 days, that's really going to send a lot of negative signals to the cattle markets, which is something we're very concerned about. And it's not really going to move the needle that much on beef prices.
Now, bottom line, NCBA's Kent Backus says that the United States should not be opening itself up for more beef imports at all. In fact, he says that the Trump administration's announcement caught many in the entire U.S. beef cattle industry by a complete surprise.
I'm Tim Canterbury, president of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC in Colorado this September for our 58th annual meeting. As a cow-calf producer from Colorado, I know how important it is to play an active role in developing policy that affects our land, water, and the way we do business. Join us in Copper Mountain September 15th through the 17th. Learn more online at publiclandscouncil.org.
Across the West, many of our neighbors are facing the challenges of wildfires this year. Our thoughts are with the ranchers, farmers, families, firefighters, and first responders working tirelessly to protect our lives, livestock, and the land we all depend on. Here at the Western Ag Network, we're proud to stand with our agricultural communities. From all of us here, thank you to those on the front lines and to the communities helping one another through these difficult times. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Oversupply of grapes, declining consumer demand, and rising production costs are forcing California wine grape growers to make choices about whether to keep farming or tear out their vines. Some are trying a third option, mothballing, a term borrowed from storing equipment or other assets out of service while preserving them for future use. In vineyards, it means temporarily halting production while maintaining vines with minimal labor and inputs so they can be returned to full production when market conditions improve. The practice remains relatively rare, but interest is growing. Christopher Chen, a University of California Cooperative Extension Viticulture Advisor for Mendocino, Sonoma, and Lake Counties, estimates mothballing can now be seen in roughly 1 in 20 vineyards this region, up from virtually none 3 years ago. Chen is studying the practice to fill a major information gap. Quote, I don't know that there's any information on the viticulture books on what you do if you're tight on cash and the industry has collapsed, said Chase Thornhill, owner and general manager of Mendocino Wine Company in Ukiah. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there is a four-vehicle traffic collision on Highway 46 east of the Chelam Y. This incident occurred at about 4:43 this morning, but traffic on the 46 East just past the Y is still significantly impacted and slowed down. CHP says there are traffic hazards in both lanes, with the westbound lane still closed as of 6:06 this morning. No further information is available at this time. Again, there is a traffic collision on the 46 east of the Chelam Y, with traffic in the area significantly impacted. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds overnight, low 50s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the mid 70s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, sunny skies Saturday, partly cloudy Sunday and Monday. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KVRL News Time is 6:21.
Back to school is happening soon. Now is the perfect time for your student to get prepared for the new school year by having their annual eye exam, then bringing the prescription to Michael's Optical to choose a vibrant and fun frame. Now through September, save 30% on children and teens frames. Don't forget to explore the new color options of Transitions lenses to match your student's style. Michael's Optical can also provide the Stellest lens by Essilor. Be sure to ask your doctor about the Stellest lens, and Michael's Optical will be happy to fill their prescription. Michael's Optical staff specializes in filling your eyeglass and contact lens prescriptions, and they welcome prescriptions from all optometrists and ophthalmologists. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Crude oil prices are elevated. Brent crude has topped $91 a barrel. U.S. oil, West Texas Intermediate at $86 following fighting between the U.S. and Iran. A couple of mergers have been announced. Insurance giant Aon is getting bigger. The Wall Street Journal says Aon will pay $17 billion for insurance brokerage USI. It's buying USI from investment firm KKR. Also, Eli Lilly is buying Merida Biosciences. It will pay up to $2.8 billion. Merida is developing treatments for serious autoimmune and allergic diseases, including Graves' disease and thyroid eye disease. Merida is based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore with outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice. Wow.
I know a place. KPRL. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. No, no, lying to the races. Help me. Come on, come on.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, we'll be talking with Dan Payne, a little American Legion. They've been around Paso for a long time, I think 102 years. And then we'll tie in with a lot of the things that they do with the American Legion. And, of course, Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. That's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Kind of a little heads up that next Monday is Labor Day, and Chris and I will not be laboring. I will have some specials pertaining to labor, a couple of the mob's influence on labor, and then labor's influence on government, and kind of how the union thing got started in the United States. And then on a lighter note, in the 12 and 1 o'clock hour next Monday, those of you that grew up in the 70s and 80s, well, you're going to relive that. That's all next Monday here on The Right Choice. So get ready for that. I heard in the California news regarding the Olympics and the money and so forth, and some of it is public money, but here's one of the interesting things. with rare exceptions, I think the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles, that turned out well, and there's a particular reason for that, and I don't know if it's going to make sense to tie it in with us as a society today. But in most cases, hosting the Olympic Games generally does not make money for cities and often leaves them with heavy debt. Now, the state of California, you think, well, it's in Los Angeles, Kevin. You know, it's a big deal. Well. A lot of it is privately funded, raised, you know, through sponsorships and so forth. But the federal government is allocated $1 billion, and then the state of California has agreed to act as a financial guarantor, each on the hook for the first $270 million of any potential cost overruns before additional city liability kicks in. Now, I'm sure in the state of California there won't be any overruns. You know, a prime example would be the bullet train, the train to nowhere. There's no overruns there. Can't imagine that, so we can be on the hook for it. But, again, with few exceptions, Olympics lose money for cities or states because, again, as I mentioned, the state of California is going to be on the hook for some of this as well. And that ties in with stadiums as well. You know, I mentioned this several weeks ago. Sports facilities generally do not make money for the public or provide economic return on the investment as promised. And, you know, paying off these long-term bonds and debt for stadiums can crowd public funding for essential services like just basic infrastructure. But we give money to billionaires to do this with the promise that it's going to be beneficial. But one of the things that I find absolutely comical about one of the reasons why people don't seem to mind that much is it boosts civic pride. Really? Civic pride is a reason for you to invest in something that doesn't make you money. That's civic stupidity. I was telling a guy, guys had a conversation yesterday about this. I said, if the city of Paso Robles wanted to bring the New York Yankees to Paso Robles, I wouldn't want it. It's stupid money. I know it doesn't make any sense, but it's trying to make my point. Civic pride. Oh, really? Well, that's a great reason to lose money. Now, back to the Olympics and the money, and again, I'm going to tie this in with society today. One of the reasons why the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles did okay, because what did they do? Well, they used existing venues rather than building everything new. Now, look at our country now. If something is 20 years old, we have to tear it down and rebuild it because it's old. Somehow the 84 Olympics were successful because we didn't have all the fancy stuff and so forth. The state didn't pay for it. But now we want everything. If you want to go back, well, even recently with this Measure M, somebody on the school board said that the facilities, they had to look good or something like that. I forget which, the one that eats chocolate at the meetings and watches her cell phone or laptop. I forget, but there were words along that. And if you go back way before that, maybe 20 years ago, we had some people, and one lady in particular, who said that we need to build Taj Mahals for our kids. That's our society now. Everything has to be brand new. Every field the kids play on has to look like a major league ballpark or something like that. That's the society we live in. And it's costly, and we can't afford it, but we want it. We want it because it looks nice. That's great. Style over substance, as I always say. All right, 238-5775. Let's see here. Newsflash. Planners overestimate time for bridge repair. Well, Chris, that bridge repair is coming in under time, isn't it?
Yes, a week.
Okay. And, you know, it's one thing if something goes over a year or some. Matter of fact, I know this because I experienced it at East Tennessee State. The it's still there, but they don't use it for football anymore. We played in the mini dome, or we were supposed to play in the mini dome, and that was a, shall we say, a carrot to recruit and get better football players. The better football players ended up going to the University of Tennessee, not East Tennessee State. Anyway, so that was the, and it was well over budget, and it was supposed to open in 1975, but it didn't open until 1977. So even something like that was over budget and late. Now, 2 years is a long time, but a week or two is no big deal. You know, there's always some inherent problems that come up in projects and et cetera, et cetera. So for a week, no big deal. But thank you for the text. All right. Also, speaking of money, I may get to this. Well, I'm waiting, but I'll tease you with this. We have a bond measure that's coming up on the ballot, and some of the wording has been questioned whether it's legal or not. We'll find out what, if anything, happens with that. I tend to think nothing will happen with it, but the people who aren't aware won't know the difference of how you're being misled. And that is probably deliberately. But remember when, in many cases, cities, school boards, whatever, they say, okay, you know, we're you know, vote this in and so forth, and we're going to have a committee to keep track of the money. Well, apparently this oversight committee with the last school budget, I mean school bond, they didn't meet for over a year. And according to what I know, or have heard, rather, is that's not acceptable, and it's against California law. California law regularly mandates an active citizens oversight committee from to meet. And apparently, going back to March of 25, they didn't meet. So the promise of the oversight is misleading or just deceptive. Let's see here. The Dodgers have won the last two World Series. That's why LA is absolutely immaculate. Well, I haven't been to Los Angeles in a long time. Don't care to ever go back, but from at least what I've seen on TV, it doesn't look that immaculate. I mean, again, I know you can go to probably any city and show just certain parts. So, all right. So, money, 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 money. So how often do the cities or state, you know, local governments, how often do they show our show the spending to the public? And again, I don't know the exact laws on this, but the question should be asked, is it annually, you know, when they have the budget cycle, or periodically updates and so forth and so on? I don't know. But here's a question to throw out, and I don't know how difficult it would be. All of us have a monthly, you know, we do our, you know, the monthly budget, the checking, the balance, you know, the bills and so forth and so on. You don't do that every 6 months or once a year. You go through monthly, okay, boom, 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 car payment, mortgage, insurance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So at the end of the month, I'm assuming, most of us know where we're at. Does anybody know if it would be difficult for any city or any entity that spends taxpayer money to do that and release that information to the public? Whether it's credit card use, bills paid, et cetera, et cetera. I'm assuming that, like our household, cities and, again, boards and so forth, they have the same, you know, kind of obligations monthly. They got to pay for this, they got to pay for that, et cetera, et cetera. So why wouldn't or why couldn't they release that every single month? They're inputting it to something. They're not handwriting it, so it goes into, you know, goes into their, you know, they download it into the computer. The computer's there. Boom, you just hit a button, you can send to whatever, or, you know, onto their website. So the public, every single month, we can go in and say, well, why did they spend, you know, and it doesn't matter whether it's city or schools, whatever. Why did they spend X amount of money from their credit cards on Starbucks? So the public sees it on a monthly basis and then get into a routine. Does anybody think it might help with some of the things that we've seen in misuse and government spending? If that would help at all to curtail some of it. And also expose the people who that may be doing some fraudulent things, or at least not ethical, regarding the taxpayers' money. Would it be a reason for why they wouldn't want to do that? Because I can guess a lot of times in government, they come up with all kinds of excuses for why they can't do something, you know, such as the example that I've liked to use over the year of getting rid of laws. Well, it's too difficult to do. Well, it wasn't that difficult to put in. Why is it difficult to get rid of? And maybe that's another thing that we should do from time to time, or our elected officials, or maybe a committee that actually meets, is to go through some of the laws. And I, you know, Charles Bourbeau in Atascadero recently did that and say, you know what, this is intrusive or not necessary anymore. We need to, you know, take care of the situation. That's what they're there for anyway, because they say they care about the public and they want us to trust them with our money and et cetera, et cetera. So why can't these things be done? As the old saying goes, there's no problems, there's only solutions. Seems pretty easy. Well, I shouldn't say on the outside. Again, in a lot of instances, and I understand this, those of us that are not directly associated with something like the numbers and so forth, we say, well, it should be easy. Well, it may not be easy because we don't understand the ins and outs, or in some cases, I think, manipulation that's used, because the system is embedded in, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it, but go back to about 2 years ago when people around, parents around California were complaining about the update on the state of education, their website to check out things in their district and so forth. Even people, because I read the article, and people who said that they were savvy in computer use were having difficult time because it was convoluted. And again, I have to think that that was by design. Make it convoluted and people just get frustrated and they say, the heck with it. That's not uncommon. I'm sure many of us are guilty of that as well. So anyway, just a couple of things to start things off this morning. I didn't bring up the baseball. Brooks Lee got a couple of hits yesterday. The Twins won. The Baltimore Orioles, they did okay against the Rays. As a matter of fact, 3 days in a row, Dylan Beavers from Paso Robles, he got an RBI with two outs, three consecutive games. That's pretty cool. He pinch hit yesterday. He only got one at bat, went 0 for 1, and played a little bit of left field. But in other words, he had a pretty good three-game stretch. And Brooks also hit a home run over the weekend, a three-run homer. I think it was Friday night. All right, so the boys with the bats doing well representing San Luis Obispo County. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in North County. The Plaskett Fire in Monterey County has reached over 15,000 acres and is at 1% containment. Evacuation warnings continue to pile up, with three extending into San Luis Obispo County near the California Coastal National Monument. CAL FIRE says heavy vegetation and fire history in the area continue to drive active fire behavior. The trial for Gaya Powell, a former candidate for San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder, begins today. Powell is charged with 9 counts of election and voter fraud related to issues regarding her residency in Arroyo Grande for her mayoral campaigns. She is acting as her own attorney and faces 8 years, 7 months in prison if convicted. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. It's 52 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The U.S. has launched strikes on Iranian rocket launchers in the Strait of Hormuz, and Iran has responded with an attack on two bases in Jordan. Comes as the United States plans to announce new bank sanctions this week. President Trump telling Fox's Sunday Night in America.
We're doing a great job. The blockade has been unbelievable. The financial hits that we're giving them, we're hitting them very hard. Nobody's ever been hit like this. And they're a failing nation right now. And at the right point, we'll either win or they'll do something.
At least one person confirmed dead now, 15 people missing after flash flooding hit the Grand Canyon Saturday. Grand Canyon National Parks officials confirming the body of a 46-year-old man was recovered near Crystal Rapids along the Colorado River. America's listening to Fox News.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
H.M. Holloway, family owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Scotty Scheffler roared back to win golf's Tour Championship in Atlanta, coming from three strokes back to beat Victor Hovland by three for his second FedEx Cup in the last 3 years. A first-round stunner at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships last night, four-seed Novak Djokovic lost his opening match to Argentina's Mariano Navoni in five sets and over 4.5 hours. The last time the Joker lost in the first round of a major was at the Australian Open in 2006. Baseball, the Braves won their seventh straight, edging the Rockies 3-2 in 10 innings. Rays scored twice in the ninth and the 11th to shade the Padres 5-4. Yankees romped over the Red Sox 16-1. Austin Wells hit two of New York's five home runs, both of his coming in a 9-run eighth inning. Shortstop Jose Caballero had a 3-run shot.
It could be down to a tiebreaker for the division or for the wild card.
Twins whipped the White Sox. Zebby Matthews took a perfect game into the sixth and carried a shutout into the ninth. The Blue Jays blanked the Mariners, a one-hitter for Max Scherzer and the factor, Old Blue Eye, back in the win column for the first time since March. Marlins scored all of their runs in the ninth to upend the Nationals. That's Washington's 35th blown save of the season, two off the all-time record with a month to go. Curaçao routed Nevada to win the Little League World Series. NFL cutdown day, highlighted by a couple of guys coming back. Veteran receiver Odell Beckham Jr. earned a spot with the Giants, and the Rams convinced star defensive tackle Aaron Donald to come back. All it took was $30 million, and that defense that's got its eyes set on the Super Bowl. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
At 9.5 minutes away from 7, and it's brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Clouds this morning giving way to generally sunny skies. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows right around 40. Clouds tomorrow morning, then sunshine. Highs in the mid 70s. That's feeling good, isn't it? Nice crisp morning. We'll be 80 degrees on Wednesday, low 80s on Thursday. Upper 70s on Friday, low 80s Saturday, Sunday, mid 80s. Today's week from today, upper 80s, mostly sunny. All right, today's UV index will be 9. Up and down we go, 6:35 a.m., 7:33 p.m. We are at 53, and your weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. All right. As we check in to see what animals out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that is, of course, home, safe, and sound. Well, let's see here. Oh, Chris, today is your turn.
Ooh, I almost forgot.
Let's see here. Okay. This may sound familiar, but it's a variation of one I already asked.
Okay.
In the course of an average lifetime, while sleeping, you may eat around how many different insects?
I don't think this one's been asked before. It doesn't sound like anything. So while sleeping, we might accidentally eat a number of insects.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be an accident. Maybe you like to eat insects. I don't know. But
this is while sleeping.
Yeah, in the course of the average lifetime, while sleeping, you may eat around different insects.
I guess this depends on if they count microscopic life as insects. I hope they don't. So I'm just going to say 5.
Please.
I hope I don't need that many more insects even on accident.
Well, you may need one of those airplane bags when I give you the answer. I'll give you one more shot.
1,000.
No.
Okay, so not that high.
No. 70.
Okay.
In the course of an average lifetime while sleeping, you may eat around 70 different insects. It doesn't, say, okay, are these just different types of insects or the total is 70?
I think the total is 70.
Okay, well,
Am I eating them or are they just being eaten?
I don't know.
Because if I'm sleeping, I'm not really making much of a conscious effort to eat them. They're just crawling into my mouth.
Yeah, they're going down there. All right, so if it's 70, then, a little bit, just to make it easy, one a year. So not too bad, right?
I guess not.
It'd be different if it was every single day. I'm sure that would have some effect. Now, do they count bed bugs? Is that the... anyway. All right, folks, bon appetit. If you lose one or find one, good chance it could be in your stomach. Give us a call here at the station Monday through Thursdays. No, Monday through Thursday starting this week. 238-1230, but always reception at kprl.com. All righty, we've got 5 minutes away from 7 here at the Pearl. Okay, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course out yonder at the One Niner Diner. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Oh boy, this is a fun one. This popular American television series aimed at preschool children. The United States Army used music from this show to psychologically torture and interrogate prisoners. What's the show? The United States Army using music from this show to psychologically torture and interrogate prisoners of war.
A show for preschoolers, you said?
Let's see here. Yeah, it says aimed at.
Okay, aimed at preschoolers.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing to scribble down right now.
Really?
I'm like, there's so many different shows that I could think of. Like, one's not, you know, popping out to me. It's like, oh, yeah, one.
But we're not talking something that was on the air for a year.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking big time.
Big time.
And I'm pretty sure that you said that you watched it. I just assume I've reached through the television and choked it. But it makes sense that the Army would use this as psychological torture, the music from it. I could give you let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Sesame Street.
No, not Sesame Street. Hi, good morning.
I think it's Barney. That
yes.
Purple dinosaur?
Yeah, that purple dinosaur. I guess it's that's where Planet Fitness took their hints from. yes, it is Barney. It is Barney. Now, were you at any point in your life were you forced to watch Barney?
Oh no, I'm too old for that one.
Okay. Well, since I have you here, is there a particular other than the music from Barney? Is there a legitimate music artiste that you would say they could use for psychological warfare?
Oh, what's that one guy that played the violin? Or no, not the violin, but that little guitar. Something with the tulips.
Oh, Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim, yeah.
Yeah, he played the ukulele.
Yeah, ukulele. There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'd drive somebody nuts.
All right, that's good. He wasn't even on my mind, but that's very good. May I have your name, please?
Sure, George Sanderson.
All right, George, we have you down for a qualifier. What was it? The shop owner in Los Angeles a couple of years ago. He was playing. Was it Barry Manilow music? To keep the homeless away, but that would be a fun thing to put on the email or the text. What music would you use or artist for psychological warfare? Even on your next door neighbor, what would it be? Boy, my list would be pretty darn long, including Billy Joel, the Eagles, and a whole bunch of others.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Fort Hunter Liggett has released a statement on the Plackett fire, saying they are continuing with interagency operations in supporting the U.S. Forest Service and providing personnel, heavy equipment, and a space for a fire-based camp. Quote, there is no danger to individuals living or working at Fort Hunter Liggett, and the installation remains secure. CAL FIRE has scheduled a series of prescribed burns in partnership with numerous agencies at the Morro Dunes Ecological Reserve this week. The burnings plan to start today and end September 6th, weather permitting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Chris, Barney, did you watch it?
I watched it as a kid, yes.
Okay, what was the closing song?
I'm not going to sing it.
I'm not going to ask you to sing it. You know what it is, though.
Yeah.
I love you.
I didn't know what the title was, actually.
Okay. All right, we've got two more hours to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.